Holy crap, Benjamin Netanyahu sounds like he's threatening every Western country on earth right now. You know why he sounds like that? Because he is. Because they're desperate. That's what desperation sounds like. Now they're overtly threatening other countries because they've lost the narrative and people are leaving Israel in droves. People in the United States and Europe and Australia have turned against Israel. So Netanyahu went on he's sounding like a mafioso. So here is what, so after the false flag in Australia that Israel engineered, where they, that an ISIS guy shoots some Jewish people at a Hanukkah celebration. Remember, ISIS is working with Israel. They work with the Mossad. When ISIS fighters were working with Israel to overthrow Assad in Syria, when they would get wounded, the Israel medics would fix them up. Just so you know. So we know that ISIS and the and Israel are working together along with Al-Qaeda. Because if they're supposed to be sworn enemies, isn't it weird that ISIS and Al-Qaeda never attack Israel? So that's how you know Australia was a false flag. And what this is all about is trying to get countries like Australia and the United States and the UK and other countries to censor and clamp down on people telling the truth about Israel and their genocide. That's what this is about. And so right now he's going to try to threaten people over it. Watch this. If you don't censor, we're coming for you. Watch this. Let me read it. I demand. Listen to how he talks. I demand that Western governments do what is necessary to fight anti-Semitism and provide the required safety and security for Jewish communities worldwide. They would be well advised to heed our warning. I demand action from them now. Whoa. Whoa. That sounds like Tony Soprano. That's what that sounds like. So the man for whom there is no bottom to depraved atrocity is threatening those closest to him now? How can that be? I mean, Netanyahu is the Mr. Rogers of the Middle East. I mean, the bottom line is that if you don't acknowledge what Netanyahu is now, then you're also part of it. Let me just put it that way.
Half of Israel knows what he is.
Yes.
Idiots here don't.
But people in Israel do. And now that he's cornered like a rat, he sounds more and more like the Khazar mafiosa that he's always been. The Samson option, let's remember what the Samson option is it's the one where the Israel steals nuclear secrets from the United States in the early 60s. Then they get rid of anyone in the way in 1963. Mm-hmm. And then they install devices in major strategic spots around the world, the United States included. And if any nation gets out of line, boom, just off the coastline, washing away countless innocent people. Almost like Japan, almost. And after all the money we gave him, he's demanding anything from us? Isn't that amazing?
With the store of Epstein behind him?
Right? Yeah. That's it's like your barista demanding that you wait a half hour after you spend $10 on a coffee. Oh, wait, that is what happens. But anyway.
Is he a stripper? That's how I feel. Like I'm being, you know, chumped by some stripper for more lap dances. But instead of lap dances, they just blow shit up.
So Concerned Citizen tweets out, I demand that Western governments do what's necessary to fight anti-Semitism and provide security and safety for Jews worldwide. That would be well advised. They would be well advised to heed our warning. I demand action from them now. Holy crap, Benjamin Netanyahu sounds like he's threatening every Western country on earth right now. You know why he sounds like that? Because he is. Because they're desperate. That's what desperation sounds like. Now they're overtly threatening other countries because they've lost the narrative and people are leaving Israel in droves. People in the United States and Europe and Australia have turned against Israel everywhere. South America, the world has turned against Israel.
The next generation of kids that are Jews have turned against. They have TikTok.
Right. That's right.
I just want to say, watching this sack of shit speak, I didn't give Zelensky enough credit for being a perfect gentleman.
Yep.
Watching this loathsome creature.
This is a guy who's desperate. He's cornered. He doesn't know where to go. And so, you know, he's out now making threats. And
his son's starting a big podcast.
Chris Wick says, Holy crap, Netanyahu's out here straight up mafia bossing every Western country like he's got dirt on all our leaders, and we're about to get whacked if we don't kiss the ring. You know why? Because he's got dirt on all the Western leaders.
Did you put it together yet, everyone, when they didn't do the Epstein thing they were supposed to do?
Yeah.
That's how you know nukes are real. There's people that think nuclear weapons aren't real.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
A conspiracy.
Yeah.
Well, you know they're real because Israel's threatening us with them.
Anyway, there you go. There's Benjamin Netanyahu being straight up mafioso. And why? Because it's not working. And they've lost the world. They've lost the next generation of young Jewish people. They've
Question,
lost.
Jimmy.
What's that?
When he says they need to protect Jewish communities, does he mean from the Hannibal Directive, which is what is killing them? Because
right.
I don't think we have the ability to do that.
That's right.
Or else he'll nuke us.
That's right. Remember that Israel themselves killed their own people on October 7th. Probably more people killed by Israel than killed by Hamas on October 7th. That's another story that doesn't get told in the mainstream news media, that they killed their own people on the regular. And the fact
it's written down. They have a policy of it called the Hannibal Directive. Look it up, idiots.
Look it up, the Hannibal Directive, and they used it. And it just goes to show you that because they're still slaughtering Palestinians on the regular every day. It wasn't because of the hostages. They never wanted those. It's because they got the hostages back and they're still slaughtering Palestinians. They're doing it every day.
The IDF's committing suicide at unprecedented rates, not because obviously they don't care about killing Arab kids, but they were ordered to kill their own people.
That's
that
right.
They've been racist trained to think are better than everyone. And I'll bet it's overbearing. That's my guess, Jimmy.
That's my guess. Like that. We covered that one IDF soldier who unalived himself. And he said, what I did can never be forgiven. And I think it's because he killed his own people on October 7th. That's what he's upset about.
Oh, also, the guy that was fired by Netanyahu on Israeli TV said the order was given.
Yes.
So we know it was given. Assholes. Israeli news, remarkably forthcoming compared to the slop that stupid fat fuck Americans get. That's what they think of you. Their propaganda goes to us. Actual Israelis are leaving in droves because they hate that guy. So this is all the desperation. They're losing population.
This is it. And their economy's collapsing. And they've lost them. And now there's anti-APAC PACs and political PACs in America. And it's very unpopular to be a politician running on I'm pro-Israel right now. So this is desperation. And that's what you get from a murderer like Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, over to... Oh, if you'd like to hear my jokes about this, come see us January 11th in Waikiki. It's a Sunday, January 30th at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. That's a Friday. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. And only jimmydore.com, or else you'll spend more money. The cheapest tickets always at jimmydore.com. Hey, come see me on tour January 11th in Waikiki, Hawaii, and January 30th in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.